Look!
They're attacking again.
Well, Melanie, you stay here.
Come on, Al!
Look at the gas. That man's lighting a cigar.
Hey, you! Miss Johnson! Don't drop that match! Look out! Get out of there!
Mr. Ron!
Watch out!
Miss Johnson!
Look out! Look out! Watch out!
On the phone with us right now, direct from the movie set of her latest film, the remake of Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster, Tippi Hedren. Hi, Tippi.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Amy. May I please commend you for asking me to come back on.
Well, you know.
Let me tell you how I feel about all of you who are in the radio business. I know it's your part to play devil's advocate and all that sort of thing, but you also have the capabilities of really informing people, and you're very important.
Well, just to refresh people's memories, we talked to Tippi a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling us all about how horribly circus elephants are treated. And of course, we went off on that and talked about how much we love the circus and
right.
love to see the elephants.
I told her to come tell my daughter that she can't see the elephants.
Well,
in the
of course, we have Tippi on, and of course, the next day they have a big story on how this circus elephant was brutalized and died.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
This is incredible. And, of course, I saw just the other day on that tabloid show Extra where Kim Basinger was on talking about the death of an elephant, and they showed the elephant getting shock-sticked, and it was in a trailer stuffed with furniture. The elephant was dying and finally did die.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbing. Well, it bothered the hell out of me, Tippi.
Yeah, there's been 21 circus elephants expired in the last 3 years. Yeah.
Look, I have a question to ask you, though, Tippi. With the circus and the history that the circus has, and then having to see the terrible conditions that these elephants are in, do you foresee any compromise one way or the other where there's such strict regulations to make sure that these animals are so well cared for that you can see them in circuses?
I don't know about that. All I know is that this has to stop.
It is. This is insane.
This has to stop. Because the animal, you know, and you pull that little phrase of, but I want my children to see them. This is not the way these animals act in the wild. The animals that you see in circuses are abnormal. They're psychotic.
Now, I was always told, and I want to hear your side of it. I was always told that humans were the only ones capable of tears and crying. But I read a book about a year ago that said elephants cry.
Yes, they do. Was it the, what was the title of that book?
When Elephants Weep.
When Elephants Weep.
Yeah.
Was that it?
That was the book.
Yeah. That author is a good friend of mine.
I identify with these circus animals because it's very similar to how we're treated here at the radio station.
We are. Like performing bears, Tippi.
Yep.
That's how we're treated around here.
You poor guy.
And I know what an electric prod feels like.
Poor guy.
Let me also ask you, because I want to talk about your new movie here for a second, because I know you've been on the set, you've been doing some filming, but I also want to talk, we had this woman on from, and I want to see where you stand on this, we had this woman on from PETA who went and said, and I will never agree with, that fishing should be stopped because it's cruelty to fish. You don't believe that, do you?
Well,
I said, come on.
No, I absolutely love PETA because they do bring so much awareness to, about animal issues and what's going on in the animal community. But I also feel like sometimes they go off a little bit.
Yeah, come on. You admit you love opening day of fishing season to get out the old rod and reel.
Oh, well, no, I don't. no, I don't. And, as far as I'm concerned, I would not see another living thing killed or eaten. Or
I know, but Tippy, what do you say? Now, would you take me up on the offer next April when fishing season opens up? What are you and I go camping? We'll go and do some fishing and then fry up some fish right up there on the open fire.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to do that with you. I'm not sure I'm going to do that with you.
tell me about your new movie now.
Oh, well, I've just completed three different things, which is kind of fun. There's an Ed Wood script that was never produced. You know Ed Wood,
yeah.
That director, producer who always wanted to be big in the movies. And
did you ever meet him?
I never did. But anyway, there was a script that he had written, and his wife, Julie, had tried to sell it, but everybody wanted to change it. And the reason they wanted to change it, because there is not a word spoken. There is no dialogue.
Oh, wow.
And it's about a thief who is played by Billy Zane, and he steals some money, and then he sees a funeral, and he hides the stolen money in the casket. And I play the part of a professional mourner, and who is totally deaf, lives in a lighthouse, and knows karate. Now, the karate was my idea.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's funny.
Are you good at karate?
Well, I very little.
Tippy, can you break a board?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. But Sandra Bernhardt is one of the mourners. John Ritter is one of the mourners. And
wow.
Oh, it's hysterically funny.
Now, is this going to be like an independent film or something?
Yes.
And it's going to go to the theaters or right to video?
Yeah,
or what?
No, it'll go to theaters. Oh, it's so funny. It's just delightful.
And what else are you working on?
Then I did a pilot called Love and Madness for HBO with Joanna Kearns and Gregory Harrison. And I just finished a film titled The Breakup with Bridget Fonda.
Oh, she's beautiful.
We had a great time working together. We really bonded, you know.
You know, in The Birds, you remind me of. She reminds me of you in The Birds.
Ah, well, I think she'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah, but she's beautiful.
Oh, but wait till you see me in this movie. This is totally different from anything I've ever done. I play sort of a desert rat. Lives out in a trailer park, out in the high desert.
Yeah.
And you won't believe it's me.
It seems now that you are more busy now in the motion picture business than you have been in recent years.
It's been a long time.
What made you want to go back and start doing this again?
I never really quit. I don't know. Something just happened where, because sometimes I go for months without working, and then all of a sudden I'm real busy.
Do you regret, and I know that it just made me sick when they kept remaking those Psycho movies. Now, they did a sequel to The Birds that you were in.
Yeah, I was in it.
Were you happy to do something like that, or was it just not the same?
It wasn't the same at all. In fact, I think it's very nervy of anybody to try to copy a Hitchcock thriller,
Because they did.
When you've already have perfection, how do you
I know.
Get above that?
I know. And Hitchcock was perfection.
Oh, indeed.
Now, we talked briefly, and I know that it might have rubbed you the wrong way that I asked you, did Hitchcock put a move on you? And you did admit that he did, and he was kind of an interesting character. But what was he like? What was it like to work on the set with an Alfred Hitchcock?
He was absolutely fabulous to work with. I mean, really fabulous. That was always a disappointment to me that this whole thing couldn't have continued, because we had another movie planned even. Everything was so well defined. We knew exactly what he was going to put on the screen. I mean, he was a quintessential director.
But could you tick him off easy?
There was never any yelling on the set. There was
okay.
Not at all.
So he wouldn't get mad on the set and throw a big tantrum?
Not at all. I never saw him do that. I don't think anybody has ever seen him do that. Never.
Because you did two movies with Hitchcock, didn't you?
The Birds and Marnie.
Yeah, the one with Sean Connery.
Yes.
You ever talk to Sean Connery?
Yes. In fact, we had a tribute to him at Lincoln Center in New York a while ago, and I was an onstage speaker, which was great fun.
Now, there's a guy.
Him.
Now, there's a guy that is growing old gracefully.
Oh, you bet.
We were talking about how some people, you see them, they've been off out of the public eye for a while, and you see them again, and they look like hell. But then
he doesn't.
But then there's Sean Connery. I mean, that guy is aging great.
Yes, he is.
Now, would you consider dating him?
Oh, you bet. In a New York minute. Absolutely.
Tippy, the best of luck to you.
Yeah, and if you all could, you know, take a different look at the circuses, and I could send you tons of information about what happens to these animals in the circuses and how they're treated, and it makes you want to cry.
You can send that to us, and
we'll be glad to accept it if you will write us a nice introductory letter on some nice perfume stationery.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
And then maybe an autographed picture of you from the birds with like a crow getting into your hair.
I got those too.
And then you just sign one to us.
Okay, I can do all of those things.
All right, and you've won us over. I don't want to see another elephant hurt in the circus again.
Or a tiger or a bear or anyone.
You haven't swung me that far, Tippy. You haven't swung. You got me so far with the elephants.
Well,
you're gaining ground.
I am going to assume that you are a much more intelligent man than to be suckered in to all of these archaic thoughts.
Oh, Tippy, you know what happens when you assume something.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. You know, I gotta say this. Listening to that Tippi Hedren interview. Now, let me give you a little backstory on that, and then I'm going to tell you a few things. That was, I can't believe it. That was 20 years ago.
Jeez.
Now, that was the second time we had Tippi Hedren on. She started out as a model. Hitchcock discovered her.
And what was her big movie called?
The Birds. And that was part of the ring thing that was going on in my head. I said, do we have that? And that was the second time she was on with us. And what happened was, is I think it was at Germain Arena or in town somewhere. The circus was, was in town. And our kids were very young. I had taken my daughter to the circus. And it came out, I think, the same week in one of the magazines or something that Tippi Hedren, the star of the Hitchcock film The Birds, wanted
the what?
The Boyds wanted elephants out of the circus because of the cruelty.
See, I never understood that. One of the most spectacular sights I have ever seen. They brought him in on the train.
Yes.
And at their train tracks that go, you know, all the way through the park and Estero. And they offloaded the elephants right there on Corkscrew.
Yep. That and was part of the tradition.
And they had the circus parade go all the way down Corkscrew
like
with
the
with the elephants going to the arena.
So we had talked about that, and she had put out, she has a farm where she rescued circus animals primarily, although not exclusively, elephants. And so we had our producer at the time, who could get anybody on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the normal way of getting them on the air.
Nope.
He gets Tippi Hedren to come because we want to talk about that elephants should stay in the circus, that there's nothing wrong, it's part of tradition. The first time we had her on, which was like 3 weeks before the interview we just played, we got into a huge battle with her. And then we started getting into the tit-for-tat back and forth trying to insult each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was around Thanksgiving time, and her daughter, Melanie Griffith, her granddaughter, Dakota Johnson, Melanie Griffith at that time was married to Antonio Banderas, and we were asking, how do the two of you sit across the table from each other? You going to go and give Antonio a big hug and a kiss before you carve the... She got so mad!
Mm-hmm.
So we finished the interview with her, and both of us are sniping back and forth, and she was one of these people that, after the interview was over, just kept badgering our producer. You know, I can't believe I did an interview like that. How dare you? And all this stuff. And she sent us a bunch of information on circus elephants. And we saw some horrific videos. And we said to our producer, get her back on. We're going to apologize. We'll talk about her movies. We'll let her go and talk about the elephants. But what she did during this interview started including, and I edited a lot of it out, started talking about bears and protecting all. And I was like, oh, hold it a second. You know what? You got me at the elephants. Okay. You're not going to drag me in to all these other animals. And it was, we wound up over the course of probably a year having a pretty darn good relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and as I'm putting this thing together from 20 years ago, I look Wikipedia or something. She's 88 now. I guess still active, but old. Because when she was on with it, she was an older woman, but still looked great.
Mm-hmm.
She had those those perfect jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And so naturally, I've got a mindset, and I come across this story in your old stomping grounds, Ocala. Tell me what you know about this. Maybe you know the school. This is horrific, and it's all done in the form of a classroom setting, learning about nature in Ocala. There's a lot of nature in Ocala, isn't there, Haney?
Oh, yeah. That's horse country up there, you know.
That's what it is. This ain't horses. Headline, Ocala, Florida. Ocala teacher accused of drowning raccoons with students. An investigation is underway after a teacher at an Ocala high school was accused of...
Was it Forest?
I'll get to... I think it is. Yep, Forest High School.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Investigation underway after a teacher at an Ocala high school was accused of drowning wild animals in a garbage can while students watched and assisted. An Ocala mother said her son was made to stand with his fellow high school classmates this week and drowned two raccoons and a possum. Quote, "It made me sick. It made me sick to my stomach," said the mother, who asked to remain anonymous because, you know, Ocala, tight-knit community, you start chirping about what a teacher's doing in your, want to remain anonymous. The woman said one raccoon ate a chicken that the students at Forest High School in Ocala were raising. Well, they're not going to do that. Raccoon's not. I caught many a raccoon in a chicken coop. The teacher then caught raccoons in cages, took the cages, filled up large trash cans with water, and had the children drown the raccoons in the cages inside the water, inside the trash cans. Pictures and video were taken by the student, showed a raccoon in a metal trap, which the teacher and the students lifted into the garbage bin while it filled up with water coming from a hose. This according to our favorite TV station in Orlando, Channel 6. One video shows the tip of a raccoon's snout sticking out just above the surface of the water. When the raccoons tried to come up for air, they had metal rods and they held them down with the metal rods. And when the raccoon would try to pop its head up, they held the water hoses in its face to drown it. The mother, who said her son came home from school in tears, said that this is what happened after the incident occurred. Does not say what happened, though. That was the end, that was the end of the story. A lot of wildlife in Ocala. You know, where's Tippi Hedren when you need her?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kid went home crying about that.
Yep.
I don't think it's the greatest idea.
No.
But on the other hand, there are kids in other parts of the world watching them do that to human beings.
You are absolutely right. I had a program director once, one of the love doctors. He had a possum in his garbage pail at the end of the street. This is in the dead of summer, 98 degrees. I would have probably done the same thing. Scary. He's bringing in his garbage pails after the garbage collection came. And he walks up to his big lockdown plastic garbage pail. And there's a possum in there the size of a small dog. Coming at... He grabbed the top of the lid, clomped it down on top of it, and hit both lock sides and left it there. Just horrible, horrible stuff. We're going to just But I don't feel as bad as I would if it was like a something nice. It's a possum and a raccoon. I ate them both.
Well,
it's like, good. And a shark.
You and I have our differences about raccoons, but we agree on possums.
Oh, they're bad. They're bad. And don't let them bite you. Even if it's a cute little possum, they you got germs get... in their mouth.
And everybody that thinks that, oh, well, look at the harmless little possum. You know, these days you can go on the internet. Back when I was a kid, we didn't have the internet. I had to see it for myself. The teeth on those things.
Oh, they're vicious. We'll be back. And we will drop the possum talk. Well, maybe not. Haney and I will talk about it.
We haven't really covered armadillos.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better.
Don't count on it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, gang.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on today's show in about 1 hour. Are you smarter than Haney? Up for grabs if you defeat Haney. He lost last week. First time in like 2 years. If you defeat Haney, pair of tickets to see comedian Sebastian Maniscalco coming to the, I believe, the Barbara B. Man. Yep.
You know, I just saw something and it reminded me. We never know what's going on behind the scenes.
Like?
Well, with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They dumped a lot of talented and popular players.
Yeah.
And I remember it was during the season when they got rid of Jay Ajayi, who went on to win the Super Bowl with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We're like, why in the world would you do that? And all you got was a fourth round pick.
That's what I said.
Well, story came out about him today.
Oh, Ajayi?
Yep. That gives you an idea into perhaps maybe some things with the Dolphins that might have been handled in-house. You see, he likes to party.
Yeah.
And after he won the Super Bowl, he rented a 6,000-square-foot mansion.
Love it.
Right above the Sunset Strip there in sunny California.
Love it.
And he rented this, met with the owner, and the owner said, we're happy to have you stay here. I just ask that you don't throw parties in my house.
He threw a party.
Three of them.
Wow. Wild stuff.
He was there, I think, for 5 days. Threw three parties.
Yeah. I'd go to that, man. Of course, I'd leave early.
The place was trashed. The owner went and met with Ajayi and said, look, I told you, don't have your parties, and this is why. You owe me $25,000 now to set things right. And you know what Ajayi's response was?
What?
Pushed the guy in the chest, threatened to kick his ass. Well, at that point, the guy said, well, that's fine. You're a tough NFL player. And at that point, snapped his fingers. Security showed up, picked up Ajayi, and removed him.
Good. Yeah. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Nope.
I don't know if a lot of you want to, but then you see the outcome like that.
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot more sense.
Yep. Grab bag. Pewter mug. The question everybody is asking today, and I mean everybody.
Laurel.
Yanny or Laurel?
It's clearly Laurel.
Now I'm going to let everybody hear for themselves. And I was telling D-Train this earlier, and it's the truth. And then another chapter came on after I told him the story. So I get up this morning, and I see it right off the bat. First thing, what do you hear?
Not a doubt in my mind.
And I heard Laurel.
Yeah.
And I played it over and over again. I heard Laurel.
There was no question.
So I asked my girlfriend, what do you hear? Yanny. I'm like, come on, what are you, I don't even hear a Y sound, it's Laurel.
There is no Y sound.
And so, I'm playing again, Laurel.
People actually hear the other one.
So I got away, well, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. So I pushed it aside, I had other stuff to do. So, Fox News is on the house TV this morning, and they start talking about it. And they play it, and I hear Yanny.
No.
And I'm like, hold on a second. Let me go back to my clip. Maybe it's coming through the speakers funny. Let me go to my clip and hear it again. Yanny. And I'm like, wait a second. I heard Laurel. It's like being told two different words.
You heard Laurel clear as day, I'm betting.
Clear as day.
Because I did.
Now, I kept playing it over and over again after that. Yanny, Yanny, Yanny. That's all I'm hearing. So a girl from the other radio station had it and was going through the hallway. And she said, let me play it for you, Stan. I said, I've heard it both ways. Play it for me. Clear as day, Laurel. So it went from Laurel to Yanny back to Laurel for me. I'll give you guys another chance
to hear this. I played it and I thought, this is the dumbest thing yep. I've ever heard. Like you said, because, you know, language is a big part of what we do.
Yeah.
And you did the same thing as I did. I listened to it critically, just trying, is there any Y sound at all?
And there isn't. And then I heard it, what? Well, there is. Then it back. The internet just discovered the latest version of the dress, but this time it's an audio clip. Listen to this and see if you hear Laurel or Yanny. Depending on how you talk and what you're used to hearing from other people, you might hear it one way, you might hear it the other way. Some people, like myself, hear it both ways. Here it is, and then what I got it also is I've got it pitched up 30%, and I got it pitched down 30% to see if it changes what you think. Here's that regular speed. What do you hear?
Laurel. Laurel.
Laurel. Mm-hmm. That's why I hear Laurel.
And it's very clear.
Yep, as clear as day, Laurel. D-Train, what did you hear there?
Laurel, but when you first played it, I almost thought I heard a yeet sound, but then it went straight to Laurel.
Yeah, it's Laurel. Here.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
L right off the bat, Laurel.
How did you manage to hear Yanny out of that?
I swear to God, and it's that very cut.
Your girlfriend did it to you.
Mm-hmm. And the news did it to me because they were playing it, and then I went right back to...
Laurel.
Now.
Yanny.
Here it is. Here it is, pitched down 30%. This is slowed down 30%. What do you hear?
Yanny.
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 Yanny. I hear Yanny.
Pitched down, I hear Yanny. Yep.
What about if it's pitched up 30%? What do you hear?
Laurel.
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 I hear Laurel. Now let's go back to the beginning.
I don't know how you get Yanny out of that.
One, this is the normal version of it.
Laurel.
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 Pitch down.
Yanny. Yanny.
Pitched up.
Laurel. Laurel.
How is that possible?
It's the same clip.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
The only time I've heard Yanny was when it was pitched down.
And I heard Yanny probably 10 times after I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
It's Laurel. That is just...
No doubt in my mind.
Yep, me
it's
either.
Yanny.
What?
Laurel.
Laurel. Ah, this is good fun.
I wonder if it's something in that computer program or if it's just that particular arrangement of vowels here's and consonants.
Here's what they say. Depending on how you talk and what you're used to hearing from other people.
Well, now, we speak properly.
We do. And I think that's why... At least for myself, and especially when the pitches change, that you'll hear it differently. I swear to God, I heard it both ways, and I was debating in my brain both times that that's not what it says. It said the other thing.
Laurel.
Weird.
Laurel. Yanny.
Two different words. alcohol, fire.
Did they ever say what's actually being said?
No. Alcohol, fire. Drunk Australians. This is a horrible video, too. I mean, it's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Australians who were drunk set a 7-foot bonfire outside. They were all drinking and watching the bonfire.
Okay, fair dinkum.
And you guessed it, two of them tried to jump through the bonfire at the same time, collided in midair before falling right into the bonfire.
Wait, is it going to explode still? He's on fire! He's on fire!
It's fun, huh? When you're burning.
I got that on video! I got it on video!
I have another Foster's. Jeez. Laurel.
Yanny.
Oh, that whole bonfire thing. I said, hold on a second. Let me put it to music.
Look at that flames! Jump!
Wait, is it going to explode still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch. You're see.
A dumbass.
Yeah. Do you know what Jamie Foxx's real name is? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy.
Nope. His real name is
James Foxworth the Third.
Eric Bishop. And he was on Colbert. How in the world did you come up with your name, Jamie Foxx? Pretty ingenious.
Eric Marlon Bishop.
Word up.
Okay, where does Jamie Foxx come from?
Listen, man, you know, like in doing stand-up, like when I got to L.A., it was an open mic night. So I put my name down, Eric Bishop. I go up, have a great set, standing ovation, right? I went back for the next few weeks. They wouldn't let me back up because the comedians ran the list. So every time they saw my name, like, no.
Because they don't want the competition.
They don't want the competition. So I'm like, damn, what's up? So now notice that it'll be 100 dudes that will show up, right? But only a few girls. So I wrote on the list, because you have to write on the list, I wrote unisex names. Tracy Brown, Stacy Green, Jamie Foxx. Right?
That's really how
it came. Word up. So the dude is like, yeah, Stacy Green, Jamie Foxx, is she here? I'm like, hey.
That's how, from then on, Jamie Foxx. James Corden from The Late Late Show was commenting on American Airlines finally doing something about these security animals, these emotional support animals. American Airlines put out a list of what they do not consider emotional support animals, so they cannot come on the plane.
This week, American Airlines released a new set of guidelines stating which emotional support animals can be taken on planes. American says they will not allow ferrets, goats, hedgehogs, insects, snakes, rodents, sugar gliders, non-household birds, or animals with tusks, hooves, and horns. Now, this is actually good news for me because it means I can still take on my pet alligator. The list, that is a lot of animals. Like, that list is so specific. You know that someone at some point has tried to bring each of these animals on an airplane. I know this is my emotional support sugar glider. You're what? Oh, it's like a cross between a small possum and a flying squirrel. Okay, just this once, and then we're putting it on the list. Luckily, American Airlines still hasn't banned the most common emotional support, gin and tonics. And thank God.
They had a... We got the royal wedding, Haney, this weekend.
Oh. Mm. Will it end this weekend?
The Jim Jeffries
show.
Will
it stop?
No. This is all that what we've been thinking, too, about the royal family. Jim Jeffries show. Jim brought on a monarchy expert. What's the history with this family? What's the deal?
Well, they're Transylvanian vampires.
He had a few questions to ask about the royal family of Windsor.
Okay, so we have to ask, this is about the monarchy. Are they inbred?
No.
Isn't there inbreeding?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. There's a bit of inbreeding back in the day.
Way back.
That would account for Charles's ears, I assume.
Oh.
Is it true that the Queen drinks 4 cocktails a day?
If things get really tough, she'll have a large cocktail.
So it gets tough 4 times a day, does it?
Well, it's timed. It's timed between what she likes to drink and when she drinks.
No, she gets up in the morning and has one. That's how you do it. And then you ease into the day because she has to get over the hangover from the 4 that she's drunk. 4 cocktails a day, that means that she's a complete alcoholic. If you said she is, I'm back on with the monarchy. I'm back in.
She likes to drink gin.
Yep. Hey, what is she, 91? And Philip, what is he, 96? Something like that?
I think he's like 99.
It's insane. Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug. US 41, North Naples, soon to be in their new location just up the street. We're going to take a break. We'll open up the phones. Hear from you guys later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Are you smarter than Haney?
Maybe I can lose 2 weeks in a row.
I would hope not.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. Area code 239 for you out-of-area listeners. We've got 2 stick pins going up today, by the way. 277-9600. Call in, contribute to the show. We could give you a prize. I'll go over those. A couple of things of interest. We've been playing that Laurel and Yanny thing, and people are hearing all different things. Absolute law.
So, do they hear it? If I say Laurel, are people hearing Yanny?
I don't know.
Laurel.
I can tell when you say both. Guy says, okay, so this Yanny Laurel thing, I played it on my phone and heard Yanny. This morning, they played it on the radio and I heard Laurel, I think. You know what? I think it has to do with bass and treble, depending on what kind of speaker it's coming out of. Maybe. What else did somebody say? I hear Yanny clear as day. This thing's freaking me out. I have holes in my eardrums. Therefore, I don't hear low frequencies. I hear Yanny. Just has to do with what frequencies you are able to hear better.
Oh, yeah. I got bad hearing, so maybe that's it. Maybe they are saying Yanny.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what they're saying. Laurel.
Laurel.
The other thing, D-Train just showed Yanny. Me this. And I don't know why somebody hasn't thought of this before, but I'll bet you these women's groups are going to shut it right down. When our children and maybe...
Friggin' women's groups.
Our children, and I know maybe yours as well, when they get to that age where they're going to be potty trained... And I still remember that you have the little kids potty to teach them how to go to the bathroom. And that was, you'd go and buy them. You'd order them online. You'd go to the store, buy them. And it's like a little mini toilet, and they learn how to use for toilet training.
Yeah, time to put on your big boy pants.
Well, they got one for big boys now. It is a potty trainer, but it is a urinal potty trainer, strictly for boys. It's a little plastic thing. No, I know. This is why I'm saying it's probably going to be taken off the market. It's a plastic urinal, kind of like a frog. You put the suction cups on it, and the frog's tongue is like a propeller in there. So when the boy does a little pee, he spins the propeller.
Oh, that's fun.
There you go. There it is right there. We'll put it online so you can see it.
Oh, but I'd like one of those.
Isn't it great? Look at this. The kids, boys would love it. Then they take it out and just dump it.
Oh, that's too much work.
What are you talking about? That's what you did with the other little portable ones.
No, I was thinking about getting one for myself.
Oh.
I'd overflow that thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think it's great. I think it'll be taken off the market because it's sexist. You know, guess what, ladies? Girls got the buns, boys got the hot dog. Okay?
It's the way it's always been.
Yep, and you can't change nature despite what you want to do. 277?
You know, I just, I feel like...
277-960.
I could be wrong. Maybe it's just me. But I think we might be able to use a little cheering up today.
I'd like some cheering up.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. Summer sun's calling my name.
Yeah.
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day.
277-9600. Got an oil change, standard oil change from Naples Nissan. Got a round of golf at Kingsway Country Club. It's our deal this week. Port Charlotte. HD tuner for your car. If you don't have HD in your car, tickets to a miracle game, stand bobblehead, pewter mug. 277-9600. Your job, contribute. I can hear. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan and Haney, it's Bob Jenkins from Brookfield, Connecticut.
Bob Jenkins from Brookfield, Connecticut.
And Stan, I think you're from Connecticut, right?
I am from Connecticut. Now, have you called the show before? Do you have a stick pin?
I've texted you guys and I've sent T-Train something, but I don't know if I have a stick pin, but it's Brookfield, Connecticut.
Brookfield, Connecticut.
It's for Bob Jenkins,
Bob T-Train. Jenkins in Brookfield, Connecticut. Where in Connecticut is Brookfield?
Yep, Brookfield, Connecticut.
Where in Connecticut is Brookfield?
We're in Fairfield County, probably about 40 minutes to an hour from the New York state line.
Okay.
Northeast of Danbury.
I was in...
So how far is that from the Farmington Valley?
Yeah, I was in Hartford County, just near the Litchfield County line. So I was in more or less the northwest part of the state, more towards the Mass line.
Just like Haney said, we're the town next to Danbury.
yeah,
he's got one.
And Danbury's a dump.
Yeah, but Brookfield's not, because we're right on the lake.
Oh, well, that's important. Any fish kills lately? Yeah, you guys have had some bad weather up there, haven't you?
We just had a tornado roll through here last night. We've got the generator going outside. I mean, they declared Brookfield a disaster. We had Old Saybrook Fire Department roll through my neighborhood doing a wellness check on everyone. And Old Saybrook is probably a couple hours from here, but because
I know where Old Saybrook is, we kicked their ass in hockey.
All right.
But I'm talking about in the past week, not just the tornado. You guys, the state's been flattened the past week, hasn't it?
Yeah, we had the 2-foot storm every Monday, so it dumped 2 feet of snow every Monday up until through spring, and then. Like I said, this one, I've been up here 15 years. I've never seen anything like it. We had 2 trees hit the house, and literally, these are oak trees that just snapped in half.
Oh, yeah.
And there should be tornadoes in Kansas, but not Brookfield, Connecticut. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Stay safe up there, and hopefully get the power back on. And if you need a further welfare check, we'll call Old Saybrook and have him come back down.
All right. Hey, listen, love the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Bob.
277-9600. Hearing the word generator, texter says this, gives me a little PSD from Irma.
There was some rough weather came through last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're getting squirrely stuff through the air, you know. Why does that sound like, for a second, like it's a transistor radio?
Oh, because what happens is it switches from the kids singing to the parents watching it on TV with Alice.
Gotcha. Because they were so proud of their family, their kids. I wonder if it was them singing.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're positive.
Yep.
277-9600.
Oh, that's Alice whistling. Alice. Oh, hated children.
Guy just texted us. He heard Yanny when you just said it. Laurel.
Yanny.
277-96. That's truly effing me up. I heard it both ways through the same with the same word, Yanny and Laurel.
Yanny,
Laurel,
Laurel,
Yanny, Laurel,
Laurel.
From the Absolute Law text line, Chicken Man said he heard Haney.
Oh, maybe some people do hear Haney.
Well, that would be backwards. My name backwards is Crom Yenay.
Okay, we've done this before, and I want to try it again.
Oh, there's no need
all right,
to try
get,
it again.
Get the
I'm recording.
Okay, Adobe up now. Say your name backwards, and then we'll have D-Train flip it and see what if it sounds like it's supposed to. Go.
Crom Yenay.
One more time.
Crom Yenay.
And then we'll see if it flipped around, if it sounds like Mark Haney.
Of course it will.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
I think we did
it
before. It sounded like a slow person saying it instead of, you know, Mark
well,
Haney.
Well, I'm out of practice, you know?
Is that it? That's not it, huh? Let me know when you're ready. And I think we tried my name.
Oh, your name back. Would be a
N-A.
What?
Mark.
I didn't know you had me up. I was.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Well, it does sound like it, but he has the Haney and the Mark backwards.
What?
But here you go.
Oh, yeah, you got to say it.
Here you go.
N-A. Mark.
No, wait a second. Say it.
Okay, ready?
Ready. Okay, hold on. He's got to get the deal ready.
Roll him.
Yenay Crom.
I bet you that'll be good. Yenay Crom. How do you do? I'm going to spell my name.
Turn me down so I can.
Yeah, you're done. You're done, huh? Too. I can try that.
You know how to do it now?
Yeah, I think I do. I do know how to do it, but I don't know.
I imagine it would be quite difficult.
I have it when you're ready.
Oh, you got it? Okay, this is so. That's hold on. Here's your. Go ahead, roll them.
Mark. Yeah, nay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, let me try mine. My last name looks really funny here.
So you do your last name first?
Yeah. Sinalawa. Sinalawa. Oh, no. Hold it. I got to put an N. Sinalawan Nats. Let's try that again. And we'll see if it Sinaloan Nats. Did you get that?
Yeah, it will here in a minute. My computer's frozen, but once it wakes up, it'll catch up.
For Pete's sake.
It's tricky talking backwards.
Yep.
Especially that last name.
Yeah, I know, and I want to hear how that comes out. Ahoy.
I used to be really good. I'd play with it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And
with a tape recorder?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Lenny from Fort Myers.
Yeah, Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny.
Yeah, hey, I listened to that clip on the Laurel and Yanny.
Yeah, what do you hear?
I definitely hear Laurel, without question.
Yeah, it's Laurel. Of course.
Until you pitch it down.
Yep, and then it's Yanny.
Yeah.
All right, is it back up?
It's catching up now.
Let me know when. Did it get me saying it, or do I have to
say it? Yeah, it records
it,
but it freezes. Then once it wakes up, the timeline fills in. So it's filling in.
Really? All right, okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Nat Sina Lawan.
Sina Lawan Nats.
What are you
you have to do it again.
Why, I didn't get it? Nope. Okay, hold on. Shut that off, Annie. Let's see if we can do this. All right, let me know. Is it recording?
Yeah, as long as the air handler doesn't turn off, we're good.
What? How does that not get fixed? That the air handler in the building...
Oh, cry me a river. Somebody's computer doesn't work?
All right, here we go.
If I had to guess, I'd say it's user error.
That, heard that a lot. Sina Lawan. Nats. Okay. Back to Barbara Ann.
See, the problem is your inflections are so different doing it backwards.
Yep.
I tried Peggy Sue.
Because the end of it is Nick at the end. So I would have to do it as a K, maybe.
Yep.
Let me see that as a K. Yeah, I'll try it differently, too. Yeah, because it would be Kina Lawan Nats. Kina Lawan Nats. You got it?
Huh? I got the first one you did.
All right.
Ready, it's not too bad.
It's really? It's not too bad? Hold on. Roll them. San. Nawal, honeys. Oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, now did you
get the hang of it?
Did you get the second one where I kind of put a K instead of a C sounding at the end?
Yeah, give me a few
seconds.
Okay,
yeah, no problem. Ba, 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 ba.
Tried Peggy Sue. Tried Peggy Sue.
Oh, take a chance.
He got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, bobberan, ba 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 ba.
Oh, does it sound good?
Second time's definitely better.
Okay, roll them.
First name is a little rough, but the last name.
Yeah. And Nawalani.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, I got it. And Nawalani.
You did good.
Not bad.
You sound like an alien learning how to say someone's name.
Yes,
that's what it is.
I'm Stan. Nawalani.
Stan. Nawalani. Yeah, it's like a foreigner or an alien. All right, we got to take a break.
Do you remember how to say it?
Yeah. Stan. Nawalani. There.
No, how do you say it backwards?
That would be Kina Lawan Nats.
I like that. Kina Lawan, come with me.
Yeah. Are you smarter than Haney? Chance to see Sebastian Maniscalco November 23rd at the Barbara B. Mann.
You know there's a very small percentage of listeners that think it's going to be the lead singer of Skid Row. Yeah, I love that dude. Sebastian.
Yeah, love him, brother.
18 and life to go, bitch.
96K Rock.
Our show is like a big party.
a party in your ears, and we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But, of course, it is Wednesday, and that means the lovely Karen joins us as we play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Well, last week, the guy won.
Yeah.
Yes, I won for him.
You did. You had the true. Winning answer.
Yes.
This week, if you go against Mark Haney, because it's going to be a random Stan and Haney listener, that doesn't mean the first one to pick up the phone. It means I got to hear you, and you got to be able to stay on the line for a few minutes.
Stan may hear something he didn't like.
Yeah, and I'll just disconnect the call.
It could be just because he didn't like the sound of you.
Yep.
You give off a bad vibe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And I can, trust me. 30 years in this business, I can sense a bad vibe.
Yep, you're a trip hammer.
Damn right.
But we got cheered up by Cindy Brady, so everything's fine.
That's true. Today's prize, a pair of tickets to see comedian Sebastian Maniscalco coming to the Barber B. Mann Theater on November 23rd. They will go on sale officially Friday. So you can't even get these tickets yet. You can be one of the first people to get them before you can even buy them. If
I think we should really confuse people.
Yeah.
And when we do the promo, yeah, we should play Skid Row music in the background.
If you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you get a correct answer, you will hear this. No, close, but you'll hear this. Incorrect. Taking too much time. You lose. And remember. Remember, we do have the special category. It's called Wild Card. Six categories. Your job is to answer it correctly. If you answer it incorrectly and your opponent does not have the category, they can steal. Karen is here for your benefit and Haney's. She's your lifeline. She will answer one of the categories for you. But you must say, I'd like to use my lifeline before we ask the question. We need a random Stan and Haney listener. Can't have won anything in the last 30 days. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are open. Let's get somebody to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, Sebastian. Maniscalco tickets. Barber B. Mann, you can't even buy them yet. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Adam.
Adam, have you challenged Haney before?
I have, yes.
Can we give somebody a chance that hasn't played yet? You've already won a nice
He'd
prize.
He'd rather not.
Well, you know what? I'd like to have, there's thousands of people that listen. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, have you challenged Haney before?
No, never.
Chris, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No.
All right, you're in, Chris. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Chris?
Pretty good.
All right, here we go. the categories. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wildcard. We always start with Mark Caney, but listen to the question, Chris, because if he misses it, you can steal it, all right?
All right.
All right, Haney, pick a category.
History.
History for Mark Haney. In history, Haney, what Frenchman's rise to power was foretold, allegedly, by Nostradamus, who called him the first Antichrist?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
You are correct. Napoleon Bonaparte. You are absolutely right. Chris, all categories open. Karen's your lifeline. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with history.
History as well. Listen carefully. Because, well, Haney's got the category, so this is all yours. Listen carefully. What percentage of all savings and loans failed during the Great Depression? Was it 5%, 15%, or 50% of all savings and loans failing during the Great Depression? 5, 15, or 50?
50.
That is incorrect. Not as much as you might think. Haney, do you even have a guess on that?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. But you want to guess? 5 or 15?
5.
You are correct. It's 5%. Haney, you have control of the board. Category, please.
I'll take geography.
People and places. What state, Haney, celebrates Martin Luther King Day and Robert E. Lee Day on January 21st?
Virginia?
Incorrect. Chris, you can steal it. What state celebrates Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Robert E. Lee Day on January 21st?
How about Alabama?
You are absolutely correct. It's Alabama, and you have control of the board.
I can't believe that's his state, Virginia. Why wouldn't they do it?
I don't know. Chris, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with science and nature.
Science? What chewing gum innovation first appeared in 1969? What chewing gum innovation first appeared in 1969, Chris?
Oh.
3 seconds.
I can't think of it. I can't think of the name of it. That cheap gum that you could pick up for 1 cent.
That's... No. Haney, you can steal...
Bubble gum?
Incorrect.
That was a good answer.
It was. D-Train?
The hard candy shell?
Incorrect. Karen?
No idea.
Sugarless gum.
Wow.
Sugarless gum.
Okay.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's you know what? It made dentists happy. Haney.
Only 1 out of 9.
Yep.
Why would that make dentists happy? They need the work.
2 out of 5 dentists recommend chewing sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
For their patients who chew gum. Don't take up that habit.
No.
But if you do.
Yep. Try sugarless. Haney, people and places, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
I'll take geography.
People and places. What country did James Brown say he'd travel to only if the president asked him? What country did James Brown say he'd travel to only if the president asked him to? Think of the James Brown era.
USSR?
Incorrect. But thank you. And you already have the category, Chris, so you can't steal. No. South Africa.
It's Vietnam, anyway.
South Africa. That's what. Yep.
Now you're incorrect, Stan. The caller said it was Vietnam.
That is incorrect.
No, you're incorrect.
I've got the answer right in
front
of me.
The caller called it first, so we're going with that.
Chris, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card. And you got Karen to answer a category for you if you'd like.
Why don't we use Karen for entertainment?
All right, Karen for entertainment. Da, 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 da. Karen.
Yes.
In entertainment for Chris. What new movie rating for the time was the movie Gremlins largely responsible for? We have all the movie grading systems from G to X.
Mm-hmm.
What new movie rating was the movie Gremlins largely responsible for?
PG-13.
You are absolutely correct, and you get the point for Chris.
All right.
And that's right. That's because before then, there was no PG-13. It just went from PG to R.
Yeah, that's
my grandmother
big
was livid.
What, with the Gremlins?
She said that's a hard R all the way.
Oh, man.
Gremlins?
Yeah.
Mogwai.
A lot of people are taking, like, their 6 and 7-year-olds that.
Yeah, because of the cute little animals.
Mogwai.
Haney, People and Places, Entertainment, Science and Nature, Sports and Leisure, Wild Card.
I'd like to continue to fail with geography.
All righty. That would be People and Places.
You got this.
Thank you, Karen.
What Middle Eastern nation, Haney, is sometimes nicknamed the Land of Milk and Honey?
Jordan?
Incorrect. You already have the category, Chris. Anybody?
No.
The Land of Milk and Honey. Israel. Israel is the correct answer. Chris, you're on a roll. History, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with history.
History. All right, let's see. In history, Chris, what type of leaves are burned to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday services in Roman Catholic churches?
Oh, man. I'm not Catholic either.
They burn you don't know? Haney, you already have the category, Haney. Do you know? And I know you're not Catholic.
No, I don't.
I have no idea.
What?
I know. I have no idea.
I knew. Palm leaves.
Oh,
makes sense.
Yep, palm leaves. Haney? People and Places, Entertainment, Science and Nature, Sports and Leisure, Wild Card.
Let's take another swing and a miss at geography.
People and Places. Already starting.
Frowny face included.
Haney, People and Places. What U.S. law enforcement chief called his dog G-Boy? What U.S. law enforcement chief called his dog G-Boy?
J. Edgar Hoover.
You are correct. It's J. Edgar Hoover. Chris, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with science and nature.
Science! Yes. What Greek philosopher believed that every star had an angel that pushed it along?
Let's go with, I don't want to say Aristotle.
You are absolutely correct. It is Aristotle. Nice job on that. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
I'm going to go ladies' choice.
All right. What would you like?
What does he have available?
He has entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with wild card.
Wild card for Markaney.
How about that?
And keep in mind, Chris, you do not have the category. So if Karen misses, you can go and steal and get the category.
Okay.
In Wild. Karen, you are not Catholic. Are you Jewish?
No. No.
Well, I'm going to ask you it anyway.
All right, let's go.
What Jewish holiday translates to head of the year? Head of the year. It translates to that. What Jewish holiday translates as head of the year?
Hanukkah?
Incorrect. Chris. Three seconds, please.
Passover?
Incorrect. Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
You have control of the board, though, Chris. History, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's do the wild card.
All right, wild card for you, Chris. What Texas store sells $800 fluorescent bulletproof desert camouflage jeans?
That's so specific.
That are just absolutely, probably from the time that this was done, they're more, I'll bet you it's in the four figures now. It's a Texas store selling unbelievably high priced fluorescent bulletproof desert camouflage jeans. What store?
Oh man, I have not a clue.
No guess at all? Sorry, Haney, you can steal.
Repeat it one more time.
Sure. What Texas store sells unbelievably high-priced fluorescent bulletproof desert camouflage jeans?
I have no idea.
Neiman Marcus.
What?
Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
Haney, category entertainment.
See, you kind of threw me there, and it's not fair because you said Texas store.
Yeah, that's where they're based out of.
But it's,
I guess,
a chain.
Yeah.
Higher.
Entertainment, anyone. Science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card, Haney.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. What does PGA mean to golfers? PGA.
Professional Golf Association?
You are absolutely correct. In sports and leisure. All right, Chris. History, sports and leisure, wild card.
I'm not doing well, Stan, and it's because I'm so worried about Meghan Markle's dad.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't concentrate.
What do you want there, Chris?
Let's try another crack at history.
Another crack at history. What U.S. president died on the same day in the same year as Thomas Jefferson? What other U.S. president died on the same day in the same year as Thomas Jefferson?
I'm horrible. I'll say Lincoln.
Incorrect. Correct. That was, as a matter of fact, let me see. Yeah, it was John Adams. Mm-hmm. They both died on the 4th of July.
Wow.
Haney.
I rebuke you, sir.
Sir! Entertainment, science and nature, wildfire.
You looked at me for a second like I was serious.
How dare you!
That was our favorite part of John Adams, the miniseries.
I rebuke you. Go ahead, Haney.
Science.
Let's in science. How many?
What is going on
the
phone?
Yeah, what are you? What are you doing over there, Chris?
I'm sorry, I was tearing open my check.
Payday, all right.
Payday.
You don't need to win after all.
What is it? Like one of those oversized gag checks? It's making a lot of noise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Haney, how many horns does an African rhinoceros have? How many horns does an African rhinoceros have?
Three.
Incorrect. And you already have the category, anybody?
One.
Incorrect.
Two.
Yes.
Big one, little one.
Chris, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Chris, mm-hmm. What former NFL team was named after its city's oil industry?
The Oilers.
I need the city.
Houston.
You are correct. The Houston Oilers. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, wild card.
Science.
Science! Haney, what fluid did most first century Roman doctors advise brushing teeth with?
One more time?
Sure. Listen carefully. What fluid did most first century Roman doctors advise brushing teeth with? What fluid?
Water.
Incorrect. You already
they
got
didn't
the
recommend you use water?
Nope.
Was it vinegar?
By the way, water was thought to be because it was so contaminated and stuff, and people were dying. Most people didn't drink water back in the day.
Nope.
Wine?
Close your door, Chris! Close your damn door!
Just bring a cashier's check.
Nope.
Urine?
Yep,
oh,
urine.
It's sterile.
No.
It was urine. It's sterile. That's right.
I'm proud I didn't get that.
Yes.
Chris, history.
That's my first guess, but I didn't want to
Chris,
be a weirdo.
History or wild card?
Wild card.
Wild card. Let's see. In wild card. What type of birds launch the most attacks on Swiss joggers?
What type of birds? Launch the most attacks
on Swiss joggers.
I got crows.
Crows, incorrect. Haney.
Repeat it.
What type of birds launch the most attacks on Swiss joggers?
Angry birds?
Incorrect.
I don't know. Swallows.
Nope. Buzzards.
Wow.
Buzzards. All right. We've got...
There's one moment of play left in regulation.
Exact. Thank you, D-Train. We're going to give each one a question. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose. We're going to end the game, although each of you have. I know Chris had two categories. Haney had three. You're going to each get a question. You can pick the category you want. You get it right, you win, but each of you will get a shot at the question. Haney, what category would you like to answer correctly?
Do I still have wild card?
You do.
I'll take wild card.
All right, you get it right. Chris will have a chance to get his right as well. What the hell?
Chris, get it together.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he is. Haney, what U.S. federal department employs the most people? Employs the most people.
Department of Defense.
You are correct. Haney in Department of Defense. Now, Chris, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get a question category of your choice. If you get it wrong, you lose.
All right.
Pick a category. Any of them, even one that you've gotten already.
And let's go with history.
History. What communist theorist was once a London correspondent for the New York Times? Now, it's all in the question. What communist theorist was once a London correspondent for the New York Times?
I have no idea.
Well, you're going to lose. You're going to lose it.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Going to get your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's start it with traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board to start the day. Fort Myers, busted ass POS in the road, Metro Parkway and Dantley Drive. And then we got another accident, Fort Myers, Michigan Avenue Link, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Some of you have been around here long enough, remember it as Anderson Avenue.
Yep, Dr. Anderson, First Pharmacy in Fort Myers.
Yep, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got the headlines right now for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, there's some good ones today. A man is shocked when he is arrested for taking upskirt photos at Walmart since his lawyer told him it was perfectly legal.
Shocked.
You know, there's a certain phrase that people use, especially on social media, that I absolutely can't stand.
What's that?
Dance like no one's watching.
Oh. Where did that come from? Because that's an old one. That's been around a while.
Yeah. But what if you think no one's watching, but they really are? A burglar is caught on security cameras stopping to dance in the middle of his robbery.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody to hear it, does it make a sound?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
These are questions we'll never know.
A woman is fired for baking laxative-laced brownies for her co-workers last day.
Oh, beautiful.
Why do I want to guess her name is Sharon? And finally, police receive a call about a vicious domestic dispute, which turns out to be a man arguing with his girlfriend's Boyd.
A Boyd.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We try to set aside a time each and every day for laughter. Jeez, the emphysema. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Did you see the story? Guy is just retired, 68-year-old engineer. Smart guy.
Yeah.
But never married. Doesn't want to be married. He likes to have a lady every once in a while,
yeah.
But prefers to be on his own.
Yeah, the perfect life.
Now, when he was in his 20s, he purchased 10 acres of pristine virgin forest in Oregon. But he never built on the property. So now he's ready to retire, and he was thinking, well, what am I going to do about a place to live? Then he had the bright idea. I guess he's worried about earthquakes and natural disasters. And he thought to himself, what would be the best structure I could get? And he thought, I know, aircraft material.
Yeah.
He bought a decommissioned 727 Incidentally, it's the jet that Jackie O rode on with Aristotle Onassis's body.
Right.
He bought it from a scrapper and then had it reassembled in the middle of his 10 acres, just surrounded by big trees.
All right.
And he's converted it into his home.
Good for him.
It's basically like a big, like an RV.
Yeah.
And
like
I guess
it, like it.
And I guess people wandering through the woods come by and visit him. And
that's nice.
He's all happy.
That's great.
But I like the way he thinks.
Why not? It's his land.
Yeah. A new survey found that 68% of flight attendants say they've been sexually harassed on the job.
There we go.
Used to be that's what they're there for.
That's right.
That's why you'd pick one airline over another.
Fly me.
That's why you'd go, I believe I'll go with Braniff.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy flight attendants.
Top things that annoy flight attendants.
Puerto Rico.
That would annoy you.
Passengers.
Yeah.
Moving the beverage cart down the aisle without the joy of bumping it against someone's knee or elbow.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have been.
Horny pilots making those awful entering the cockpit jokes.
What?
Not getting to join in on the fun when security guards are pummeling a passenger who refuses to give up his seat to a crew member.
That's what they'll do to him. That's what they'll do to him.
Shuttlecock.
Is that D-Train yawning?
Yes. That's what it sounds like. Chewy.
Painful fake smile cramps.
Yeah.
When the man asked for a seatbelt extender, not because he's obese, but because he's evidently popped a Viagra.
Yep.
How dare he?
Yep. Turgid.
Fully too messed.
Pardon.
Having to feign enthusiasm while making announcements like, "Welcome to Cleveland." Pet owners who overreact when they suffocate their poodle in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, it's happened.
Dealing with unruly passengers once they realize the onboard entertainment selection is limited to the best of Rob Schneider.
Hey, you know what to do.
Like to thank our coalition partners for that. Emotional support snapping turtles.
Wow.
That's a tortoise.
Missing out on watching a fat person squeeze into a window seat. And finally, the very top thing that annoys flight attendants.
Yes.
Being the one stuck explaining to passengers that they're all out of Bacardi. Thanks to the captain.
Yeah. You need to sure, baby.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, adjust the building.
Look it up. Edison was a dick.
Fact.
Bad tip, baby.
Email time. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Ready. We're going to do a first here. We got a double stick pin today. You'll see the correlation momentarily. First time we've ever done it on the big map. Email number one, stick pin. Stick pin, stick pin. This is from Robert. Robert says, "Hey guys, lived down in Cape Coral in 2011 through 2013. Listened to you every day. And when I moved back to Auburn, Maine, to this day, I still listen to you.
God bless you.
I have introduced several people to your show. In fact, if they work here, they have to listen to you until 5 p.m. daily. I just wanted you to know you have an active daily listener that loves your show all the way up here in northern New England. Don't ever go off the air. Ahoy to you both. Robert from Auburn, Maine. Auburn, Maine.
Well, Robert, I have some very good news for you. We are not allowed to ever go off the air because of Stan's daughter.
Yep. She needs to be provided for. Well, into adulthood.
Stan once made the mistake of mentioning to her that one day he'd like to retire and do certain things, and she was incredulous.
Yep.
You can't retire. Require funding.
Do you know that market manager Brad Beasley came to our office yesterday, looked me straight in the eye, and said, "When do you plan to retire?"
What did you say?
I can't.
He knows what he pays us. Yep. How are we going to retire?
Here's what I told him. I said, "Well, I'll tell you, Mr.
Beasley. We don't have any retirement plan.
I will retire today if you give Haney and I a pension." Then he walked out of the room.
Did he really?
Yeah. Stick pin.
He came up to you and asked you, "When do you plan to retire?"
Mm-hmm. Said, "Certainly you've had to think about it." True. Stick pin.
Dropping a hint.
Yeah. We just welcomed Robert from Auburn, Maine. This is John. Ahoy, guys. Long time no talk. Just wanted to write in and say I missed the Stan and Haney show. I haven't been able to keep up much due to my work, but I do get a chance to listen here in Auburn, New York.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
Come on, Alabama. Where are you? Let's get the hat trick.
I just want to say thank you for all the fun in the afternoons. Listening to you when I lived in Southwest Florida, I hope to move back down again soon. Would love to be able to meet you guys when I come back down someday. Keep up the great work. And here's to Haney 2020, signed John in Auburn, New York. So we had Auburn, Maine, and Auburn, New York.
I am proud of that map.
I am too. Somebody that we have not heard from in a while. And it's good to know that he's doing well. Chief Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Former fire chief to the Seminole tribe.
And one of the finest men you'd ever want to meet.
Haba. That's hello in Indian. Haba. And ahoy, Stan and Haney. Hope all is well with you and yours in Southwest Florida and to all of your listeners. Gentlemen, we are all doing good here in northeastern Utah, just a few hours from my home to Wyoming. We go up there at least once a month to visit family and friends. I like it that way. I still plan on retiring there and staying in my house. Still have a few years, though, before that happens, which brings me to what I wanted to share with you and all of your listeners. Again, according to Predictive Services, it's looking to be a busy wildfire season. I was unable to come down recently to the fires occurring out on Big Cypress. Just too damn busy trying to get ready here for fire season. Hiring, certifying, teaching class and courses, and a whole lot of other administrative duties. I just wanted to share with you guys and to thank Stan, Haney, and D-Train for all you guys do for our vets and personal in public service.
You guys are doing good.
Let you know, or let me know, when would be a good time to call in. I'll give you an update one day. Ha-ho! Another Indian word for take care. Chief Mitchell.
He and his wife are absolute legends in firefighting.
Yep. And she's a great cook.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both Indians, but from different tribes, so he had to give, like, a couple of horses and a gun to her father for her hand in marriage. Fact.
Yeah. There have been multiple movies made about his wife.
Yep. You know, does Chief Mitchell have a stick pin? Northeastern Utah, though we don't have a city where he's in, though. Do we even have a stick pin in Utah?
Three of them.
Oh, all right. Maybe one of them's him. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Going to update you on traffic here in just a second. And then you need to be listening to Zito all this week for a chance to see Sebastian Maniscalco. We'll tell you all about that. Tickets before you can even buy them. Right now, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We have an accident. Sophomore Lane and Daniels Parkway in Fort Myers. It's affecting the right lane of Daniels Parkway eastbound. And one more for you. It's Fort Myers. Crash in the 16,000 block of Corporate Commerce Way, right by the Payway. Is that how you say it? D-Train Payway, the Chinese takeout? And you're up to date. You need to listen to Zito this week, all this week, to win tickets to see comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to be appearing at the Barber B. Mann Performing Arts Hall November 23rd, but tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But all this week, Zito's going to give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. All week on 96K Rock. All the details, I'm sure, on 96krock.com. Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm calling in for the public service announcement.
I'm always glad to have a member of the military on. Military or law enforcement?
Law enforcement.
Okay,
sir.
Sergeant, my respects to you and the work that you do.
I did serve in the Boy Scouts of America as a young man, but that's a long time ago.
Yep,
but I appreciate it.
Something that doesn't exist anymore.
I'd appreciate it if you thank me for my service, and we'll move on.
It was the Boy Scouts of America, sir. I mean, it wasn't military. You're a member of law enforcement, and you said something about a public service announcement? What?
Yes, sir.
You got a frog in your throat?
I don't believe so.
Okay. this is scheduled, or are you doing this on your own?
I was told that you'd been notified.
No.
I spoke to your manager.
My manager. Which manager are you speaking of?
Bradley C. Beasley.
Yeah, he's my manager. Okay, and he said to call in with a public law enforcement public service announcement. What is this? What?
Yes, he said it's part of the Beasley's Best program, that you'd be happy to afford me the opportunity to speak on behalf of local law enforcement. And by the way,
yes, sir.
I suppose congratulations are in order on your imminent retirement.
Ah, I guess Mr. Beasley spoke to you about that as well.
Yes, he did mention that.
Yeah, no date has been set yet for that, however. But thank you for bringing that up. It's nice to know he talked to you on various subjects without briefing me. But I'm a friend of law enforcement. We all are on the show. And if you would like to speak, Sergeant Blunden, feel free to do so here with the Lee County Sheriff's Office, Collier County, Broward County. What county are we talking? Charlotte County? What? Hendry?
Well, I work. Personally, I work the entire region.
Really?
I believe the Highway Patrol refers to my area as Troop F.
Okay, Troop, that's the Boy Scouts. You were in Troop F in the Boy Scouts.
No, sir, that's the Florida Highway Patrol.
Okay, fair enough. With the Florida Highway Patrol, here is Sergeant Sean Blunden. What?
Sir, let me correct you. I'm not with the Highway Patrol.
Oh.
The Highway Patrol just refers to this area as Troop F.
Okay,
Not,
all right, whatever the case may be,
if
my market manager said that you're coming on, and again, you evidently talked about a lot of things, retirement. Go ahead, Sergeant, ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Sean Blunden.
Hi, folks. I'm Sergeant Sean Blunden.
I'm giving you a little salute right there. You all right?
I,
you got a frog in your throat?
Not that I'm aware of, sir. I might be a little bit nervous.
Okay, but, I understand that, you being on the radio for the first time.
You know, this isn't something I normally do, but... Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk to...
Let's take it from the top again, Sergeant. Ladies and gentlemen, sir. Sergeant Sean Blunden.
Yes, sir. This is Sergeant Sean Blunden here on behalf of local law enforcement.
Okay.
I'd like to take a moment to speak to the worst of the worst, the bottom of the barrel, the criminal underbelly of Southwest Florida.
Okay, yeah. What is that? Teen gangs, the opium epidemic? What is that?
Well, that's part of it. I'd like to talk to you hopheads out there.
Okay.
Now, I know you like the H, the horse, the white.
Yep. Chasing the dragon.
But when you do this, don't throw your needles out where school kids can get at them.
Okay. Is that a big problem here in Southwest Florida, Sergeant?
No, but it could be.
Okay.
And, you know, we salute those of you that try and be responsible and reuse those needles.
But you're not supposed to read. I don't know where you're getting your facts on it. All right. Let's drop the reusable needles and the H.
The other thing I'd like to talk about is...
We're still talking about the bottom of the bottom, though, right?
The worst of the worst.
Okay.
This isn't about, you know, teenagers going out and watching the submarine races. I'm talking about people that are up to no good in a sexual manner.
Whoa. Now, wait a second. Is this through experience?
This one is, yes,
okay.
Sir.
How many years you been on the road?
Well, as I told you, I served my country through the Boy Scouts of America. That was 12 years of service there.
Yeah.
And I've spent the past 30 years in law enforcement.
Okay, law enforcement. And you got to the rank of sergeant. Good for you.
30 yes,
years
sir.
And you're a sergeant. Okay, go ahead. So the underbelly of the sexual nature.
Yes, sir. So... you people that can't seem to keep it in the pants, and I don't know if, you know, this goes whether you're straight, gay, bi, LGBTQ, genderqueer, or even if you're a regular cisgender person.
Okay, this is what Mr. Beasley asked you to come on and talk about.
He didn't specifically ask that I cover this subject.
I would think you'd be prepared before you came on and did something.
Well, I had reached out to him on behalf of law enforcement, and I didn't know that he'd say, just call them. They're not doing anything anyway. I thought I might have a week to prepare, but he said no.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah. They're not busy. Just call right in. So that's what we're doing. And I want to talk to you weirdos and creeps.
Yeah.
You know, when law enforcement rolls up on you, the big old flashlight spotlight gets on you.
Yeah.
Don't go littering with all of your condoms and lubrication and whatnot. Keep that
dirty needles.
And dispose of it properly.
Okay.
I think we covered the dirty needles and,
We sure did.
I'm also talking to you binge eaters, where you'll go out in the middle of the night. You don't want your significant other, whatever that may be, regardless of your race.
Yay, bye.
Or the disgusting things you do with your mouth.
Yes,
you know,
Sergeant.
Maybe you don't want your significant other to know that you're not sticking to your diet, and you go to the 7-Eleven in the middle of the night and get yourself a big old bag of Cheetos.
And
maul that thing with a moon pie and a Dr. Pepper.
You know what I like to do about 3 o'clock in the morning?
Ground, please.
I like to go out for a cheeseburger. Who wants to go out for a cheeseburger?
Well, that's a beautiful thing about America.
Yeah. Is this why you called? Are you authorized to do any of this forum stuff about food and littering and dirty needles and sex and condoms on the ground? What is all this about?
Well, it's just to...
Who are you?
It's just to bring awareness. I'm Chief Petty Officer Sean Blunden.
You're Chief Petty Officer? Chief Petty Officer. That's is that military or law enforcement?
Well, that's law enforcement when I'm on Marine duty.
All right, across our waterways.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Chief Petty Officer.
Now, I want to talk to the kids.
Okay.
You are not a gang. You're a bunch of punk kids who listen to rap music, and then you talk like you're black. You got to stop it. Now, if you are black, I apologize. This message is not for you. But I have learned through hard experience, it's never okay to use the N-word.
Okay, I'm stopping you right now, Petty Officer Blunden. I mean, seriously, who do you represent? You say you're representing law enforcement. It's just as bad as that guy down in Naples flashing a badge.
Well, I'm just a spokesperson, and I heard what you said, and I would like to bring some awareness to the fact that, and I mean no disrespect to my brother law enforcement
and your fellow chief petty officers.
Pardon me, and sisters.
Okay. All right there, CPO Blunden.
They had a situation in Naples.
Yes, I'm familiar with it, and it seems like I'm almost getting it right now here on the air with you.
We had a situation where there was an arrest in progress, and a very well-respected former law enforcement officer, gentleman, was an agent with the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol and Firearms. And he rolled up on that situation, offered to assist and try and de-escalate the situation.
Right. He had no right to do that.
And now they're accusing him of being a big fat phony.
He is a phony. Are you talking about 58-year-old Richard Sheehan on Saturday throwing a badge around during a stop saying he was ATF former and wants to go and settle this situation and that he's going to handle it when officers were already on a stop? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And do you realize you call him a brother, a man highly respected? They did a search on him. He went and flashed a badge to officers, said he's former ATF, he'll handle it. They went and asked the guy for his driver's license. He starts hemming and hawing. They do a check. He's a construction worker. He's no ATF, former, working, or otherwise, CPO Blunden.
Well, the officers on that
were right. He's nothing.
Well, they also said that the badge looked pretty convincing.
Whoop-dee-doo. Something tells me you carry around a badge that looks pretty convincing, too, don't you?
As a matter of fact, they've even accused the man of stealing a badge.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And those guys, you want to talk about the worst of the worst, that's bottom of the barrel. And then, of course, when they call him on it, they did a complete background check. They called it in. He's not been in any law enforcement. He's a construction guy. What do you do for a living, Blunden?
I am a lieutenant in law enforcement.
Lieutenant now, Blunden. You're now look, in law enforcement. Are you just answer, are you with the state police? You're in F section? What section?
Troop F is what the Highway Troop Patrol F. refers
but
to.
But you're not a member of the Highway Patrol, are you? Just like Sheeran guy is not ATF.
I'm part of a multi-agency.
Multi-agency? What? Who created this agency? Was it the sheriff's department of a county? Was it state troopers? Was it the feds? Was it ATF? Well, who created it?
Well, as far as I know, it was my boss, Bob.
Who's Bob? Does he have a badge?
Yes, he does, sir.
Uh-huh. What kind of badge he got?
What I would like to say about this retired ATF gentleman.
Yeah, what about him? He's a fraud. He's not a retired ATF. He's a construction guy.
Well, he was trying to help out a buddy, and that's the kind of friend you want.
Help out a buddy.
I think you've heard.
You don't mess with law enforcement.
I think you've heard from my speech today.
Speech?
That I am very in touch with what's going on in society.
Yeah, you're in touch with like the underbelly yourself. You're impersonating law enforcement just like this guy did. Do you know him personally? Do you guys go out and hang out?
I have been nothing but respectful to gays and minorities and camel jockeys and whatnot.
I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a member of law enforcement. He's a fraud. We'll be back.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Well, you know what? Our listeners are sharp. They're really on to this CPO Blunden. Guy wanted to point out that Blunden had his facts wrong, that there is a Troop F with FHP, not an F Troop. And another texter made sure to let us know that sounds like this Blunden character you had on about law enforcement got himself what they call a golf cart. I'd like to thank them for spotting that. It took me a little bit longer, but I thank you all for that.
Well, what was Brad doing telling him we're retiring?
This is on his mind now. And I, you know what? If they put together a nice package for us, like a parachute.
Like a GTFO financial instrument?
Yeah. You know, I'd consider it in the next couple of years.
I can't imagine what it's like to have a pension. I just read unlike the guy today, I forget where it was, but a school shooting was stopped because the school resource officer shot the kid.
Yeah.
But the one that did nothing over in Parkland,
yeah,
he's retiring.
With a pension.
$9,000 a month.
What? Do you know what I could do with nine? I'd have more money than I needed to spend with $9,000 a month.
We have nothing.
Nothing. Nope.
And I'm sorry to say this, but you know your golf pretty well.
Yeah.
You familiar with a Lucas Glover?
Yes, I am. You're talking about the Players Championship where his wife went at him for playing badly?
I am going to bring you his sad tale because...
He's not a bad golfer, but...
It is so textbook. When we say all women are crazy...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with the story, and I'm shocked.
It is textbook.
Yeah. Oh, before we get into news and Lucas Glover and his lovely bride, who's so proud.
Oh, jeez.
Help
Poor
me out.
Guy.
You know, I like when I see an injustice being done, I want to D-Train hat. Follow me on this, because I'm not a mechanic. Haney's not a mechanic. Oh, sure, back in our high school days, we used to be able to tinker around with our cars. And D-Train has a 2016 automobile pickup.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It's like brand new. His battery's bad. Now, here's what I want to know.
Well, it won't start.
It won't
start. We
don't
know if it's the battery.
How many is battery life based on... timer cranks, because the battery is 2016. It's not that old.
But he does have high miles.
But he does. He puts a lot of miles on his car. Is you guys that know cars, is it based on cranks, amount of times you start it, or is there a battery life, meaning it should be good for 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is? I'd like to know that. And what's the average price of a battery right now? I thought
you
it was
do
like,
that a lot.
I thought it was $60.
You do that with so many things. When I couldn't even give you a specific example, but I'll go, oh man, I got to go and pick up a new whatever. I wish I didn't have to do that. And you'll go, vacuum cleaner, that's like $10.
I don't go that low.
But that's how you are with things.
Maybe,
it's like you quote the 1979 price of
things.
That's
where I'm stuck. Gas is still 75 cents a gallon.
Because you D-Train's going, my damn battery. And you go, hey, what? That's like $50.
That's what I thought, $50-$60 for a battery.
And D-Train looks at you and goes, when's the last time you bought a battery?
I haven't.
No, because you throw your cars away.
Yes!
Your battery doesn't start. You just get rid of the whole car.
I don't understand how a 2016 vehicle would need a new battery. I don't get that. You know, this isn't the 1950s. This is the 2020s, where you shouldn't have to think about a battery going bad after 2 years. Walmart's got a battery for $99. Oh, here we go. Batteries go by life 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Most batteries nowadays last 5 years. Hold on.
Well, if you got a 2 year battery, then that would be...
2 years. Most batteries nowadays last 5 years. They come with a 5 year warranty. They're about 100 to 120. But they should have a guarantee based on the life of the battery. If it's a 1 year battery, 2 year battery, 3 year battery, it's warranted for that much. Ford, oh, we got a Ford Master Tech here. I've seen batteries last 2 months. I've seen batteries last 7 years. It's the luck of the draw. But if they're warranted for 3 years, five years.
He said it's out of warranty.
Well, the car might be because
the car is, but of course the That department closed at 5, so I'll have to call them tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of good it does you right now.
You know, if I were you, I'd get on Twitter right now. And
yeah,
actually, no, I know what I'll do. I've done this before.
What?
You call California because they're 3 hours behind.
Yeah.
Give them the VIN number and have them look it up.
Yeah, and give them a piece of your mind.
You're darn right, and post it on Twitter.
That's only if they don't replace the battery.
Let's check traffic.
K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board. It's in Fort Myers. Cross Creek Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. Apparently a hit and run.
Lovely.
Yeah. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reisman and Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Jerry King.
Charles Gibson.
I'm Joe Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
Right there.
On the phone.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Haney, and good afternoon, everyone.
What's so good about it?
Sorry. Sorry.
Mr. Sorry. My car starts.
I'm Stan. My car starts every time.
Yeah, and I had shrimp cocktail for breakfast. What the hell?
I'm Mark Haney. Lucas Glover. What do you know about him? He's a golfer.
He's a good golfer, middle-of-the-pack golfer. I mean, you'll see him on the leaderboard every once in a while.
But he's a man that's good enough. That's his job. He plays golf for a living.
He holds a PGA card. If he was not good, he would fall off the tour, and they'd put him on the, you know, the tour below.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a PGA player and you're in the Players Championship up there Jacksonville way, you're a good player.
Well, his marriage may have hit a rough patch.
You don't say.
I'll tell you what we do say. All women
are crazy.
And it's stories like this that constantly reinforce it. Now, over the weekend, he's playing in a tournament.
This is a biggie.
Lucas Glover's wife has been ordered to stay away from him and his mother after she allegedly attacked them during an explosive altercation on Saturday night.
Well, might have not made the cut.
A dramatic, he did.
Oh, he did make the cut?
Yep, he just wasn't playing that great.
If he makes the cut and plays Saturday and Sunday, he's better than half the field.
He didn't make it Sunday because of Saturday night.
Oh. Had a withdraw?
Didn't show.
WD?
MDF is how they listed him. The dramatic 911 call revealed the golfer explaining to the police that his mother and his wife were, quote, out of their heads. The audio tape reveals Krista Glover claiming she was being attacked by her mother-in-law, Mrs. Glover, who's 62, while the golfer told police it was his wife who had, quote, gone crazy. Here's your first clue. A frantic Krista was the first to call 911, saying, quote, I've been attacked by my mother-in-law. She's locked herself into a room and attacked us. So the mother-in-law somehow locked herself in a room and attacked them.
Still attacked him.
The golfer then takes over the phone and identifies himself as the, quote, sane one. And calmly tells the dispatcher his wife is lying.
Oh,
My wife has called you, and now she's trying to blame it on my mother, which is not the case at all, adding his wife has gone crazy. Glover then tries to prevent the female dispatcher from sending an officer to the scene. Remember, it's the wife that called.
Right.
The golfer says, no, I don't think anyone needs to come out here. Thank you, though. The dispatcher then asks if she can speak to Krista. He initially declines, saying she is in the house with my daughter, and when the deputies get here, they need to talk to the male. That will be me, because these other two are out of their heads at the moment. She's going to lie to you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I have her phone. She's telling lies. None of it is true. Krista was issued a no-contact order, barring her from having any physical and oral contact with the golfer.
Oral contact?
Yes. Very, very strict.
What the?
In other words, she can't be near him. She can't talk to him. The golfer and the mother and is must stay 500 feet away from her own home. The 36-year-old mother of two...
Yeah, I look at her. She's nuts.
...was arrested by St. Johns County sheriff's deputies in a house they had rented for the PGA tournament at Sawgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Charged with one count of domestic battery, one count of resisting an officer without violence, released Sunday, when he was supposed to be playing, on a $2,500 bond. The officers responded to the disturbance around 8:30 and found the couple arguing on the porch. The officer noted fresh lacerations to Lucas's right arm and multiple lacerations to both of his mother's arms, as well as blood on their clothing. Krista had no visible injuries.
No. No.
The 38-year-old athlete told authorities his wife has been drinking all day and said it was really no surprise that she regularly yells at him when he plays poorly.
He wasn't playing poorly. He made the cut. He's going to get a nice paycheck. It's one of the most lucrative tournaments you can play in all year long.
Glover played alongside Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Rose at the tournament, started off well on Thursday, finishing just two strokes behind the leaders. However, he started losing ground Friday and Saturday and did not play on Sunday.
Because he couldn't physically play.
He was listed on the final leaderboard as MDF, meaning he made the cuts but didn't finish. His poor performance prompted Krista to shower him with insults. This is his wife. Calling him a pussy and a loser before physically attacking him and his mother. She also explained to him he needs to fire everyone and he'd better win or she would take the kids and leave. And he'd never see his children again. That'll motivate you.
I'd like to find out where he is right now for the season money list. And even if you're middle of the pack, you're making a lot of money.
Now, when his mother was interviewed, she told deputies that she had tried to stop them when she heard a loud argument going on between the husband and wife, strictly over the golfer's performance. She says at that point, Krista turned on her and hit her repeatedly. The former U.S. Open champ allegedly suffered an arm injury when he stepped between his wife and mother.
So he's won the U.S. Open?
Yes.
He's a golf major winner.
Yes. The drama did not stop even after Krista had been handcuffed. Deputies write in their report she resisted them, refused to get into the back of the squad car by tensing her body and trying to block herself from getting in the car.
Nut.
She then tried to wrap her legs and feet around the frame of the open car door, but several deputies assisted. In other words, pushed and pulled until she got in. Once inside the car, Krista allegedly damaged the police car by kicking the door. At one point, during transport to jail, two deputies attempted to loosen the handcuffs. Guess she was complaining. And at that point, she tried to get away. The report notes it required both officers to restrain and re-handcuff her.
Incredible strength.
Quote, wait till the PGA hears about this, she yelled, yeah. According to the report.
He'll lose his card and he'll lose a bunch of sponsors, too, that help keep her in luxury.
She's not done yet, Stan.
All right, well, she better be done in 45 seconds.
She says, wait till the PGA hears about this. You will lose your job. This is why cops get shot in the face. Wait till I talk with the judge. You will be effing fired over this.
He probably will be.
She's talking to the cops.
Oh.
She's screaming at the cops, wait until the PGA hears about this. You'll lose your job. This is why cops get shot in the face.
All right, here he is for 2018. He's number 95 on the money list so far this year. We are in May. He has made $778,000 on winnings.
Well, Stan, he's a former Clemson star, and he's been on the tour since 2001. Since then, he's made over $20 million in prize money.
Yep.
He and Krista live in Jupiter. They were married in 2012. They have a 6-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy. Everything's coming up roses, isn't
it? Yep. Guy didn't ask for this.
It's not him.
No.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And he's got to...
Providing.
He's in the middle of a major tournament.
A biggie. They call it the fifth major.
And he's got to deal with this.
Yep. What concentration to make the cut.
Jesus. In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, police in southern Germany received a call on Monday from someone who believed they were hearing domestic violence. It was extremely loud and had been going on for quite some time, and they were worried it might escalate. The police went to the apartment to see what was going on and try and de-escalate the situation.
Yeah, that's a key word these days, de-escalate.
And it turned out that there was indeed a loud, heated argument going on. The argument was between a 22-year-old man and his girlfriend's parrot. He told the police he'd been annoyed at the parrot for quite some time, and they finally had it out Monday with a shouting match. But the parrot wouldn't talk. So when the guy would yell, it would mimic him and make funny loud noises back at him.
That'll get somebody mad.
The police noted it was a bit weird, but not illegal, and they left in disgust as the argument continued.
Yep.
And he's arguing with a parent that can't even talk.
No.
Just yells at him and mocks him.
Stop copying me. Hey.
Ah. What is that saying? Dance like no one's watching.
Yeah.
And you never know when the rhythm is going to get you. Earlier this month, a man by the name of David Seal broke into a law firm in Fresno, California. And he was successful. He got in. Once in the lobby, something came over him, and he stopped mid-robbery for a full 9 seconds to dance.
Yeah.
He danced like no one was watching, but someone was watching. The security camera got a beautiful shot of him popping and locking. Then he went on with the break-in, wound up stealing a laptop and some keys. Police easily tracked him down and arrested him, charged with burglary.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, stupid guy. Everybody knows you don't dance till you're in the end zone.
That's right. Look at this. Somebody just said it was great. Think of the pressure that this golfer's under.
I feel for him.
Can you imagine him walking off the green after a three putt and his wife just sitting there saying, wait till you get home tonight. Oh, my God. What a psycho bitch.
And she's doing this in front of his mother and his children.
At a tournament.
And now the PGA's involved.
Yep. He's going to lose sponsors. Nobody's going to want to tie on to that.
Even though he did nothing wrong.
Nope.
Is that you like to say the heart wants?
The heart wants. Look at her. Just look at her. Look at that mugshot. That's pure evil right there.
He's not going to do anything about it.
No. Nope.
He bailed her out and then made some statement of, it's a private matter. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You cannot live with somebody like that.
No.
And unfortunately, he has kids with her.
Here's another one that heard you doing the story. Wow, that's a crazy bitch. He deserves better. To hold a PGA card is harder than crap. He makes more than doctors make. And she's calling
and
him a loser.
Has to go home to that.
Yep.
Did I say Bill?
Yes.
Thank you. A 47-year-old woman at an engineering company near Ann Arbor, Michigan, learned that a coworker she absolutely despised was leaving their job earlier this month. Now, we don't know why they didn't like each other, but we know that it goes way back and they've had issues for quite some time with one another. So she decided to pretend to be nice on their last day.
Sure.
She sent them off with some delicious homemade brownies for their last day at work.
Mm-mm.
Homemade brownies she'd laced with laxatives.
Make homemade brownies or just give her a box of Vortman cookies.
Yeah. She made one mistake, though.
What's that?
She told another coworker about it, thinking they were on her side. They weren't. They snitched on her. And then the higher-ups got the police involved.
Jeez.
Now, when she was asked about this, what did she do?
What'd she do?
Deny.
What you gotta do? They can have the damn box of laxative, the empty Duncan Hines box, the pan that it was made in, and you say, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me.
That's what she did until the police played their trump card. They said, all right, let's say we believe you.
Yeah.
When we send these brownies down to the boys in the lab, they gonna find anything? That's when she folded.
She broke.
And was immediately fired. And the co-worker, the one she had the feud with, never even touched him. And she's actually lucky they didn't, because if they had, she wouldn't be just fired, she'd be in jail. Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, May 16th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing
us news. What's
he
going to do, Stan? That's the mother of his children.
I know. Well, he'll be tied to her forever because it's the mother of his children.
Nightmare.
Yep. He's in a nightmare. And who knows how long he's covered it up at other tournaments.
Because he pretty much admitted it.
The taste of Al K. Hall.
And he said, yeah, this happens all the time. I don't see what the problem is. But I'll tell you, man, you know, she goes and, you know, scratching on him and whatnot. But you do that to somebody's mother?
Yep. That's fighting words right there. We'll be back.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these guys?
No. Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Heard of them. They've been around a long time, haven't they? Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley going to be coming in at 6 o'clock, and he's going to take you through your evening. Cockfight at 7. Big battle between two songs. He'll have that for you.
Yeah, I like the Rhode Island Red.
Yep, me too.
Mean Bird.
Yep. Oh, small, but a fighter.
Bantam.
let's get a talk for a second.
I think it's called Napoleon, isn't it?
It's the Napoleon Complex.
Yep, Little Effer.
Yep. I'll tell you, we used to have those up on the farm. They would have those little banty roosters.
Yeah. Wasn't your job to choke the chickens?
I had to chop one's head off one time. And it, you know the old story, a chicken running with his head cut off?
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash, Three Oaks Parkway and Alico Road. And then one more, crash, no injuries, 12,000 block of Metro Parkway right by the Power Tool Repair. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Three little kittens. They lost the mittens. They began to cry. Oh, mother dear, we sadly fear the mittens we have lost. What? Lost your mittens? It's crazy. You naughty kittens. Then you shall have no pie. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Sergeant Sean Blunden. I'm calling in for the public service announcement.
But, what? A public service announcement? What?
yes, sir.
You got a frog in your throat?
I don't believe so,
okay.
Sir.
What? This is scheduled, or are you doing this on your own?
I was told that you'd been notified.
No.
I spoke to your guest manager.
My manager. Which manager are you speaking of?
Bradley C. Beasley.
Yeah, he's my manager. If my market manager said that you're coming on, go ahead, Sergeant. Ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Sean Blunden.
This is Sergeant Sean Blunden here on behalf of local law enforcement.
Okay.
I'd like to take a moment to speak to the worst of the worst, the bottom of the barrel, the criminal underbelly of Southwest Florida.
Okay, yeah. What is that? Teen gangs, the opium epidemic? What is that?
Well, that's part of it. I'd like to talk to you hopheads out there.
Okay.
Now, I know you like the H, the horse, yep. The white.
Yep. Chasing the dragon.
But when you do this,
yeah.
Don't throw your needles out where school kids can get at them.
Okay. Is that a big problem here in Southwest Florida, Sergeant?
No, but it could be.
Okay.
And, you know, we salute those of you that try and be responsible and reuse those needles.
But you're not supposed to read. I don't know where you're getting your facts on it. All right. Let's drop the reusable needles and the H.
The other thing I'd like to talk about is, and I mean no disrespect to my brother law enforcement
and your fellow chief petty officers.
Pardon me. And sisters.
Okay. All right there, CPO Blunden.
They had a situation in Naples.
Yes, I'm familiar with it, and it seems like I'm almost getting it right now here on the air with you.
We had a situation where there was an arrest in progress and a very well-respected former law enforcement officer, gentleman, was an agent with the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol,
no, he wasn't.
And Firearms, and he rolled up on that situation, offered to assist and try and de-escalate the situation.
Right. He had no right to do that.
And now they're accusing him of being a big fat phony.
He is a phony. Are you talking about 58-year-old Richard Sheehan on Saturday throwing a badge around during a stop saying he was ATF former and wants to go and settle this situation and that he's going to handle it when officers were already on a stop? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And do you realize you call him a brother, a man highly respected, former, working, or otherwise, CPO Blunden?
Well, the officers on that
were
scene,
right. He's nothing.
Well, they also said that the badge looked pretty convincing.
Whoop-de-doo. Something tells me you carry around a badge that looks pretty convincing, too, don't you?
As a matter of fact, they've even accused the man of stealing a badge.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And those guys, you want to talk about the worst of the worst, that's bottom of the barrel. And then, of course, when they call him on it, they did a complete background check. They called it in. He's not been in any law enforcement. He's a construction guy. What do you do for a living, Blunden?
I am a lieutenant in law enforcement.
Lieutenant Blunden. You're
look,
in law enforcement. Are you with the state police? You're in what section?
Well, I Troop F is what the Highway
Troop
Patrol
F.
refers to.
But you're
to
not a
as.
Member of the Highway Patrol, are you? Just like this
no,
Sheeran guy
I'm,
is not ATF.
I'm part of a multi-agency.
Multi-agency? What? Who created this agency? Was it the sheriff's department of a county? Was it state troopers? Was it the feds? Was it ATF? Well, who created it?
Well, as far as I know, it was my boss, Bob.
Who's Bob? Does he have a badge?
Yes, he does, sir.
Uh-huh. What kind of badge he got?
What I would like to say about this retired ATF gentleman.
Yeah, what about him? He's a fraud. He's not a retired ATF. He's a construction guy.
Well, he was trying to help out a buddy, and that's the kind of friend you want.
Out a buddy.
I think you've heard.
You don't mess with law enforcement.
I think you've heard from my speech today.
Speech?
That I am very in touch with what's going on in society.
Yeah, you're in touch with the underbelly yourself. You're impersonating law enforcement just like this guy did. Do you know him personally? Do you guys go out and hang out?
I have been nothing but respectful to gays and minorities and camel jockeys and whatnot.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.